Honolulu Police Department Assistant Chief of the Administrative Bureau, William Axt, announced that the city's crime mapping site is up and running with information on all 15 crime categories provided to the city's contracted vendor.
It was never HPD's intent to be deceptive or to withhold information from the community. We want to make it clear that we want to be as transparent as possible. As we move forward with this, is looking at providing even additional information and then exploring some of the other vendors that are out there that are more extensive and can provide like all information.
Axt made his announcement to the Honolulu City Council's Committee on Public Health, Safety and Welfare, which requested an update. HPD previously included only information on property crimes, but has now expanded the list to include arson, assault, drug arrests, DUI, homicides, robberies, and sex crimes, including rape, prostitution, and sex offenses. Again, Assistant Chief Axt.
When someone is a victim of a sexual assault or a rape, we just have to note that wherever they're reporting that crime is where it's going to show up on the map. So if they were sexually assaulted in an undisclosed location, they went home to report it, that's where it's going to show. So when the neighbors are wondering why did the police come to their house and they click on that icon, they're going to see it as a sex assault.
The date, time, and location of where the police report was initiated is what appears on the map, and not where and when the sexual assault occurred. That could be a home address, a hospital, or shelter. Councilmember Kimberly Pine expressed concern for the privacy of sex assault victims.
Well, I think we should tread lightly in this area until we find a solution, at least for the victims. The worst thing that we want to happen is be excited that we're finally solving this one problem, but perhaps creating another problem where the victims may not want to report it because then it might shame their family if it has their family address.
Absolutely.
Pine asked HPD to work with social service agencies to find a solution. There is no additional cost for the expanded crime mapping information, which costs $1,200 a year. Go to honolulupd.org to view the map. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.